It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here in California, a federal judge has reaffirmed his earlier ruling that Proposition 8, the state's ban on gay marriage, is unconstitutional. At the same time, he kept those marriages on hold until next Wednesday. Scores of gay couples were hoping the judge would allow weddings to begin immediately, and they're not the only ones disappointed, as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Floyd Weldon and his partner Tim Bone were hoping for the best. They came to the Beverly Hills courthouse ready to exchange vows and waited patiently for the judge's decision. It finally came. Weldon read about it on his iPhone.
Judge Von Walker just denied a stay in the Prop 8 decision, meaning California gay couples can marry immediately.
But that was only half right, and the celebration was short-lived. Judge Walker lifted his stay, but also said that same-sex marriages couldn't resume until next week. For Tim Bone, the excitement for what might have been melted away.
I was in tears inside, and now I'm feeling a little better. And it was just the deflation of the moment. But, you know, it's in the end, the family is a family is a family. Nobody grows up wanting to get domestically partnered. You grow up wanting to get married.
The West Hollywood City Hall, Scott Campbell and his partner Scott Hall were equally disappointed.
I really thought that we were going to be able to get married today. And I think, with another temporary week-long stay, it gives the opposition plenty of chance to get a permanent stay with the Ninth Circuit Court.
And that's exactly what Prop 8 supporters plan to do, ask the appeals court for a permanent stay that will keep the marriage ban in effect. For now, they are just as unhappy as the gay couples planning to get married. Douglas Napier is a lawyer for the Alliance Defense Fund, a group that supports Prop 8.
You know, a single judge in San Francisco at the lowest rung on the judicial ladder ought to recognize this is going to go up on appeal, and he ought to allow that to go forward before he opens up Pandora's box and creates chaos in California or anywhere else in the United States.
Napier says it makes no sense to allow gay marriages to proceed next week, given the uncertainty over their long-term legality, especially since the appeals court could reverse Judge Walker, says Napier. At San Francisco City Hall, where a dozen gay couples and their families had lined up hoping to tie the knot, people tried to remain optimistic. They are promising to turn out in force next week to get married on August 18th, if they can. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.